Marcus LeGrand is joining me today on the Radical Songbook podcast. He's here to talk about an important documentary film that is coming to Bend, Oregon on Tuesday, May 7th. Marcus LeGrand is the interim chair of the Bend Lapine School Board and a legacy board member of the Bend-based Fathers Group. He also serves on the African American Black Student Success Advisory Group, which provides guidance to Oregon's Department of Education. And he is a senior leader impact advisor with the Leadership for Education Equity, a national organization whose mission is to build a diverse movement of civil-minded, community-based leaders working to end inequity. Marcus is also the Afrocentric student slash college prep coordinator working in the diversity and inclusion department at Central Oregon Community College. Marcus LeGrand, welcome back to the Radical Songbook. The documentary film Gaining Ground, The Fight for Black Land will be shown at 6 p.m. Tuesday, May 7th. In Hitchcock Auditorium at the Central Oregon Community College campus in Bend, Oregon. So, Marcus, what I wanted to ask you, you're the main organizer of this. What is this film about?
I think for me, it's just not about the fight for black land. It's just about the fight for an understanding of a lot of the things and issues and stuff that many black Americans have gone through when it comes to being able to continue to, how you want to put it, build some sustainable wealth or have this on intellectual property, have this on ability to be able to do the things you want to do. It seems like regardless of any headway that we get as black Americans, it seems like there's always something that is a barrier or something gets in the way. But most of the time, the thing that includes it most is violence. You know, intimate domain, you know, governmental discrimination, all types of things. So I think people got to understand that it's two different Americas that we're living in, and especially when it comes to this perception of whiteness versus, you know, understanding that you have melanin like everybody else. But it's just more than that. It's just giving people a knowledge and understanding of how we can support many of these black Americans in our country.
Yeah, the film specifically talks about black farmers, and I'm just going to read a little bit here that I've got from in 1910, about 14% of U.S. farmers were black, owning more than 16 million acres, and now that is down to about 100 black farmers owning less than 5 million acres, and by one estimate, according to John Yang at PBS, that's a loss of land value of about $326 billion. And what you're talking about when you said that just generally, I mean, basically what people need to understand in this country, right, is that land ownership is how most families, that's how my family created wealth, was by owning property.
Yes, and then that was very critical. But the unfortunate part is through a lot of the rules and miscalculated documents, people dealing with heirs issues, and I think that's what the movie gets to talk about too, and talk about how the property ownership is lost through, you know, people not knowing or letting things lapse, or people didn't even wasn't aware what was going on. And I think that's a major issue because a lot of times in the places these places are at, the representation or support for them to be able to get, you know, insight how to get prepared to take care of some of these things is not given. So then next thing you know, predominantly African-American community now all of a sudden is gentrified because no one didn't recognize that, hey, the property was under this name, or they needed to handle these things and they needed to pay taxes, or they'll say something lapsed, or it's just unfortunate that we have to continue to keep telling the story of the traumas that people of color go through in this country. And it's sad that we got to keep telling these stories, but we have to do this. And I love that we have the opportunity to be able to bring it, not just to the campus, but to the community altogether.
Yeah. Part of what you're referring to and what will be explained, I guess I would say, in the film is something called heirs property, which is a kind of a little known
issue that has actually allowed for people to literally take land from that was owned by black, in this case, black farmers. So what is being done to regain this lost ground?
So what's been happening, I know John Deere has, you know, jumped in with the help of one of their lead, there is a program called LEAP, and it's a coalition of different farmers and different people getting together to try to figure out ways to continue to help support many of these people who have the issues, like some of the lawyer fees, or they'll try to get someone to be able to help them understand the paperwork, how to have knowledge about what is going on, how everything works, how deeds work. But also, people don't recognize, too, that these farm lands require a lot of work, require a lot of equipment, require people to be able to have the know-how to do it. And unfortunately, many of these people, their families, many of them do not want to go into these businesses, right? So that's where a lot of stuff this lies, because unfortunately, it's just having the knowledge to know how to take care of things and be able to do it in a way where you can continue to pass it down is something that, you know, it is lacking in African American community. It's getting better and better of understanding it, and it's been something that has been in the predominant culture for years. You understand your land value, you understand how you utilize it, and you find ways to make sure it continues to stay within the family. And unfortunately, many of these farmers have been, like I said, forced off their lands, not given subsidies they were supposed to receive, being forced off, people killing their crops, people killing their animals that they have. You know, right now, I know there's a family up in Montana, Wyoming, dealing with this big time. People trying to make them sell their land by you know, shooting and killing things, killing even their dog, those type things. So this is just a great opportunity for us to be aware of how to make sure your land ownership within your family is taken care of. And I think that's the bottom line.
Yeah, I mean, from what I've been reading about the film, is that basically this is essentially theft.
Yeah.
I mean, people have literally had their land stolen from them, legally stolen from them, which is not unusual in this country, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just the American way. And I hate to say it, that is such. But the thing is that that's the environment we live in. And I mean, I look at the Greenwoods, the Jacksonville's. I mean, I look at all the 33 cities that were these black enclaves that they destroyed. I think when people, instead of people being fearful of the history of trying to teach people, how about lean into the uncomfortableness of reality of who you are as a country? You've been separating people. You've been destroying people. And you don't want people to continue to have in prosperity. You think we are considered less than, and that's unfortunate that we still have to live within this, but the film helps be able to unify us, to learn more about how we can tackle these things, so people can't just come in and say, hey, no, this is ours. No, it's not. This is something that we have and we need. And I think all of us need to continue to keep fighting for things like this, to be able to be seen, but at the same time, too, continue to dig in to help these people be able to fight not just for their land, but have their own intellectual property within their cities and their towns.
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity, and I'm really glad that you are able to show this film here in Bend. And who are the sponsoring local organizations that are helping to make this possible?
Well, one of the main ones who brought it up to me was a friend or a person I've gotten to know who's becoming a dear friend in terms of working with this is Sharon over at the High Desert Food and Farm Alliance. She's the executive director over there. She brought it to my attention. Then we reached out to the Environmental Center. We reached out to UCSCC. We reached out to BIPOC Central Oregon, reached out to them to be able to be a part of a lot of this. Also, we have two panelists. We reached out to Dalton Miller-Jones to come talk about just understanding land ownership, because I think he does a lot of this work with his family. Also, we're bringing Ricardo Waits to come in, who is basically helping people to be able to take racist language out of leases in a lot of the different apartment complexes in the municipalities here in the region. We're just doing a great job of that. We're going to have them as panelists. And I think we'll be having a person zoom in as well, a panelist or somebody who's associated with the film. So we're working on seeing how that will work. But overall, it's going to be a great night. Come out, learn the information, bring your families, bring your kids, because we want people to be able to be aware of what's going on with other people in this country, not just what's going on here in Central Oregon.
Yeah, you mentioned the work that Ricardo Waits is doing with COBLA, and basically, they're looking at how, in some cases, in Oregon, restrictive covenants that prevent people from selling their land or their homes to people of color or Jewish people, or they're still on the books in many cases.
And I'm just glad he was able to be a part of this. You know, I reached out to him and Dalton, like I said, and it was really great for them to be able to say, yeah, sure, we'll come in and talk to this, because, like I said, we're all a community trying to figure things out, you know, collectively. So I thought it was a great opportunity for us to do this.
So how can listeners contact you to learn more about this film showing on May 7th?
If they have any questions, just email me at mlegrand2@cocc.edu, and then I can give you any information about the film. If you have any questions, there are no tickets required. You don't have to RSVP. Just come, show up, enjoy, commercial with the rest of the community who's going to hopefully show up. I know many people try to get the word out just to make sure we get people in to be able to understand why this is important and why this is a necessary conversation.
So the film, listeners, is Gaining Ground, The Fight for Black Land, and it will be shown at 6 p.m. Tuesday, May 7th in Hitchcock Auditorium at the Central Oregon Community College campus in Bend, Oregon. That's in Pioneer Hall, with the panel that Marcus mentioned will follow. I always like to ask my guests if there's anything that I left out, if there's anything more that you want to say to our listeners.
I know one thing I want to say is this. I know I was all over the place in terms of talking about different aspects of what's going on when it comes to Black American, when it comes to land. I just want to be very, very clear. This is a great learning opportunity for people to come out, hang out, learn, listen to one another, and find information, because like I said, we have more things alike than we are different. And this is a great opportunity also just to learn on what's going on in the various cultures and communities here. And I think this is a great time for us to fellowship and continue to try to bond together as a community. So I hope to see you in the audience, and I can't wait to continue to bring films like this to this community.
Thank you so much, Marcus LeGrand, for joining me here on the Radical Songbook.
Anytime, Michael. Hey, thanks again for allowing me to have a platform.